There was an old maid of late who did in a service dwell. It was not far from Billingsgate. Her name it was Bouncy Nell. I solemnly do engage, if I have not lost my skill, that she is 40 years of age, and yet is unmarried still. There was a young man hard by, the which was both tall and trim, and though he never her came nigh, yet she was in love with him. The maiden she often cried, "Oh, do not my love refuse. I very fain would be your bride, and you're the man I choose." "Why, Nelly," he cried, "thou art old. Thy wrinkled brow I see. Thy limbs is stiff, thy blood is cold. Thou art not a wife for me." "Why, Johnny, I know 'tis truth, yet you may be happy still, for what I want to bloom in youth is added in perfect skill. My love I'll to thee impart. I know thou art an honest man. If you can't love me with all your heart, yet love me as well as you can. Thy charms I must needs adore, for thou hast a tempting eye. Thy skin is like the tawny moor, and thy nose it stands awry. Why do you a maid deride? Why is your affections cold? A fig for beauty, John," she cried, "I have a long bag of gold. And Cupid has kissed my heart, and now I must have a man. And if you can't love me with all your heart, yet love me as well as you can. I value gold or pearl. True love makes amends for all. Give me a handsome youthful girl, though she has no coin at all." But Johnny said she, "You know, with wealth you may happy be. 'Tis money make the mare to go, then prithee be ruled by me. Alas, I am loath to part with this pretty sweet smirking John. And if you can't love me with all your heart, yet love me as well as you can. Whatever I now have spoke, in truth thou shalt find it true. I'll buy thee a new suit and cloak, a delicate beaver too. Be not in the least afraid to marry with Nelly when I vow to keep a handsome maid to pleasure thee now and then." He then did his